morning, friends. It's Kansas This Morning. It is a Friday. It's February 6th, 2009. We'll hit 73 degrees today, possibly even 74, if you can believe that. It's 24 degrees right now downtown Garden City. Sponsored by the Garden City Co-op, I have with me three members from the Garden City FFA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you've all got to say, they're all sugared up on donuts, which, by the way, I haven't been offered a single donut yet. Ross Miller, our consultant here at KIUL, brought in donuts for everybody. Didn't bring me any, though. It's not very fair. Well, I've got the president, the secretary, and the treasurer from left to right, as I view it. I've got Alyssa Heitschmidt.
Yes.
Am I one for one on that one?
Yep.
Okay. Cashley Schwier, two for two, and Skylar Hahn. There we go. Well, hey, first of all, just tell the listeners that, and I know that for the most part, most people around this area are very familiar with FFA and what it is and what it stands for. It's the Future Farmers of America. But for the people that don't, you know, us Northeasterners, as I call us, me being from Topeka and whatnot, I had a ton of roommates in college that did this all through high school, and I think a couple even did it in college. But I guess just give us an overall kind of a general overview of what it is. Take your pick. Who wants to start?
The FFA, we've changed our name from just being the FFA to the National FFA Organization. That way we can encompass the growing urban development that we have in our membership. And we go to contests. You can do things within your chapter. If you don't want to compete, then you can just be a member and help out with events at your local chapter level. Mm-hmm.
Now, it starts at how young of an age does it start? You're all three in high school.
Yeah, in Garden City, you start in high school. Some okay. places you can start in junior high, but here we don't have a junior high chapter going yet.
Okay. Well, why don't you each take a little bit of time here. Talk about your responsibilities, your daily, your weekly, is this a year-round thing? I mean, go ahead and just tell the listeners, and we'll start from left to right. We're going to start with you. They're all pointing at each other. Who wants to go first? To go ahead.
All right. As the secretary, I just take minutes, roll call, and just kind of keep things organized. Mm-hmm. And Cashley also helps me out, you know. She's the head person there. But that's just basically what I do, is keep things organized and make sure everything's on schedule.
The glue that holds it all together.
Yep.
Okay. All right. President?
Well, I plan the meetings. I have a lot of phone calls and text messages trying to get everybody there. And I have to plan our events with the help of the fellow officers, just make sure everything runs smoothly as possible.
Mm-hmm. Treasurer?
I keep accurate records of receipts and disbursements, and help lead our FFA chapter and financial.
Mm-hmm. No, I got you. Now, you're all three juniors.
Yes.
And so how long have you held these positions? Do they change yearly? Can you hold them for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years?
Well, we re-interview each year, and we have a slate of community members that come in. You fill out your application, they look over your application, and then they ask you questions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a nerve-wracking process, I think. But
why is that?
It's just because you have these people that are so active in your ag community, and so you're trying to impress them and get the position that you want.
Right.
So
it's like a job interview.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot like a job interview. And so it changes each year. We'll re-interview in April. And at our chapter banquet, we announced the new officers for the next year.
Mm-hmm. Now talk about, I guess I asked you off air, I just said, you know, I'm not 100% familiar with this. Just talk about some things that you do. And you were talking about some contests, you travel, you do all kinds of stuff.
We go to many contests, from horse judging and dairy judging, from ag sales and speech. We travel to a Manhattan a couple times a year for a state convention, state contest. We travel to a number of different places for a lot of livestock judging. We go to Texas A&M every year for livestock judging contest.
Wow.
Yeah. Texas Tech.
And Texas Tech both. So we do a fair bit of traveling. In October, we will go to Indianapolis for the national convention.
Cool. Wow.
It's always a really good experience to go and interact with other FFA members.
Mm-hmm. On a national level as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So what are some things that you kind of learn that you take away, or what, I guess, are you looking to learn when you go to things like this?
It's like a leadership conference is what it reminds me of. And I mean, they have sessions where you can go and you just do certain activities to get involved with the other FFA members. And then they also have like other colleges there, and you just learn about other deals that they have there.
I'm with Secretary, President, and Treasurer. That's Alyssa, that's Cashley, and Skylar. It sounds to me like everything you're saying, and you say leadership, and that really jumps off the page at me, because it sounds like going into college, juniors, you still got obviously another year of high school, but this is something that's going to prepare you for not only college, but I mean even other things in life in terms of organizational skills, things like that. Would you agree?
Yes,
most definitely.
Yeah. I mean, these are skills we can use later on down the road. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, what's the thing, I guess, that, and here the rest of the semester and moving on forward, what's the number one thing that you're all looking forward to individually?
I'm looking forward to livestock judging.
I'd have to say livestock judging and state contest.
And most definitely livestock judging and then taking a speech to state.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
I'm with, that's Alyssa, that's Cashley, it's Skylar, Secretary, President, and Treasurer of Garden City FFA. Kansas this morning, we'll have top of the hour Fox News. This is sponsored by the Garden City Co-op. Kansas this morning, it's a Friday.
February is FFA month. The Garden City Co-op is a strong supporter of the organization that started out as the Future Farmers of America. And while it remains true to its roots, the FFA has expanded into studies of science, business management, technology, and leadership. The Kansas FFA Association currently has grown to more than 7,300 members and over 165 local chapters. FFA alumni are now serving as leaders in government, business, and public service. The